The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites. You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good, so once again, good morning, Ashby amigos. Everybody happy to be here this morning?
Yes.
So glad. Can I share a little thought with you this morning? Okay, now consider this. Have you ever heard of this? It's called the normality bias. Sometimes they call it the ostrich effect or analysis paralysis. Okay? It's an observed human behavior that goes something like this. The greater the crisis that's looming, the less likely people are to do anything about it. They have this firm conviction that no matter what, everything will keep being normal. Observed human behavior. It's been with us, you know, it's just down throughout history. Faced with a disaster, 70% of people will act like nothing is wrong. It happened on the Titanic, right? Nobody wanted to get into lifeboats. You might remember Hurricane Katrina, 2005. Nobody wanted to evacuate the city. I found this out. This is fascinating. It took 12 hours for Mount Vesuvius to destroy ancient Pompeii back in the days of the ancient Roman Empire. 12 hours. People sat and watched the whole time, right? And here's Jesus. He says, "Can't you read the signs of the times?" Now, at the time, he's speaking to the Israelite people. "Can't you tell the Messiah is here?" But for us, right, can't you read the signs of the times? It doesn't mean can't you foretell the future, but can't you see that there is a crisis in front of you? What crisis am I talking about? Nothing on the news. It's true for all of us. It's true for all of us. The crisis is that life is short. You're going to die. There will be a judgment. And there will be justice. That's the crisis. Even St. Paul knew about it. See, it said in the first reading, "I do the evil that I don't want to do, and I fail to do the good that I do want," right? It's a consequence of original sin. And this is something we have to admit. There's a weakness in us that outmuscles even your very best intentions, such that your goodwill is not enough. Now, we need God's grace. We need God. That's a totally separate subject. What I want to focus on here is this mysterious line here at the end of the gospel where Jesus says, if you're going your way to court and you know you're going to lose, for goodness sake, settle out of court, right? Settle out of court while you can. Okay, so there's a looming crisis in front of you. Everybody going to be judged by God. You ever stop to consider that it's possible to settle out of court with God? God's got a loophole, and it's called mercy. Remember this. Remember this. I don't care how many times you say this to yourself, it can never hurt. Blessed are those who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs. That's the loophole, right? So I want to give you three concrete ways you can show mercy, and you can start today. Number one, patience. Patience is mercy. It's a choice. As patient as you are with your neighbor's faults, be that patient as you wish your neighbor would be with your faults. Some people rub you the wrong way. Some people rub you like sandpaper. They're sent to sanctify us. Part of God's plan. Patience. It's a way to show mercy. Number two, forgiveness. Forgiveness does not take away the hurt that was caused by the offense. The hurt is still there. But you decide that in spite of the hurt, you're still going to forgive. Forgiveness. And the third, a tiny little habit of prayer. Right? You ever stop to consider that you got a choice to make when you see something that's a problem or someone who's a problem? You can just as easily make a prayer to God as you can make a criticism to that other person. A little habit that you form. Turn to prayer. Pray rather than criticize. Patience, forgiveness, prayer. Three ways you can practice mercy. Three ways you can settle out of court. So why not judge for yourselves what is right, says the Lord. Let's judge and act. Let's begin today. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you too.